Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. I am so glad that you have tuned in today. I am so fortunate to be here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard to keep me in line and keep you on track, too. So, hey, well, really glad you guys are here. Hi, Jill. Hi, Dave.
We're glad that you're online with us, too.
Keep us in line, yes.
I do my best, whatever I can do. Well, let's go right to the phones. Let's do that. How about that?
Okay.
And let's go to Vacaville, California. I love saying that name, Vacaville. Here's Vacaville. Here's Carolyn from Vacaville, California. KFIA is the station. Hi there. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. What's going on?
I have a big problem of procrastination. Okay. I procrastinate in every area of my life. And then, you know, I pay the consequences. And this has been happening. I wasn't like this before, but it's been happening for a few years.
Okay.
And right now I have, you know, I'm dating a man that is not a believer. And I just can't seem to let go.
Okay, so here's what I want to know, because I'm a little bit jealous. Okay, well, here you are. Yeah. You're listening to our program, and you're probably a very committed Christian. What is so fantastic about this man that you would forsake your beliefs and faith and value for this guy? He must be spectacular. What is he like? Tell us about it.
Okay. I guess it has to do with a little bit of what happened before to me.
What
happened? I was married before, and I was with a very violent, verbally abusive man. No physical, but verbally, emotional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was out of that, and I dated someone else. But then I decided I don't want to keep bringing and taking, you know, men out of my kids' lives. So I decided to raise my children. And I figured if God had somebody for me after they were grown, he would send them to me. Mm-hmm. So I was single for about, I don't know, 13, 14 years. And I was happy. I had a full life, very fulfilling life. And
then I want to hear about this guy. What's so fantastic about
this
guy?
Right. And I met him. And then we were friends for a year. And then we started dating. But when we started dating, you know, I set up all the things that were important for me. And he had been going to church with me for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And then his qualities. He's a really, it doesn't equal to the importance of being a believer. I guess I just don't know why I can't break up with him. He's a really sweet man. He really cares for me. He does a lot of things for me. He's always thinking ahead of my needs and I guess everything that I didn't have in my marriage.
Okay.
And he's
but here's,
he's really
here's
sweet.
The thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You need somebody to share your faith with you.
I know.
Right. Okay.
I know that.
So if he's that kind of guy, do you think he would be open to just having a conversation, not just going to church, but having a conversation with somebody that could help explain the faith to him and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the power of God to him in a way that he might be able to hear it in a different way than you hear it just sitting in a church?
Well, I don't think he's open to it. And this is what happened. When we started dating, I didn't realize I had so much fear in me and so much anger still. And I threw all that anger on him. And I really don't know why he didn't leave, because I was very verbally abusive.
Okay.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey. We're back. All right. So, Carolyn, you still there?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Jill wants to talk to you a little bit here, and then Dave. And
yes. So,
try to give you some help.
So, Carolyn, we were talking about you became the abusive one, which is always so interesting how dynamics change. So in the face of somebody kind and loving, all of that stuff that you experienced and dealt with, almost like, Dave, you said on another program, it was too good to be true. Mm-hmm. And so you were testing this guy, it seems like, almost seeing if he would leave or if he'll turn, you know, into what you're used to. And in so many ways, he has survived the test. It is interesting,
yes,
though.
But it has changed. Sorry.
Okay.
But it has changed.
Okay.
Because he was open to a lot of things, and now it's like he's closed up. He's like in a shell, and, you know, he's not going to church with me anymore.
Oh.
And I figured he didn't go for 2 months. And then last Sunday, when I was just, okay, I'm ready, I have to do this, he called me in the morning and he came to church with me. I was praying to God for a sign. Mm-hmm. And then he calls. And so I'm confused, but I know this will not last, because being a believer was my first priority for having, you know, someone in my life.
Well, do you think you could go back to being a friend? Is that a possibility?
With him?
Yeah,
I could. Mm-hmm. I could, because, you know, we have a lot of things in common, and he's a really, I think God put him in my life because he's so patient and he put up so much that I did. And then all of a sudden last year I went to women's conference, and I had a miraculous healing for all that anger and all that fear that I had.
Mm.
It just changed my life that day. And so, you know, it's been a year since I have not had any outbursts. You know, I've been just me, like my old me. Mm. But then I don't know if the damage is already too much and can't go back.
Have you made amends to him? Have you apologized?
Oh, yeah.
And talked through that with him. Because
yes.
He's having a normal reaction, or had a normal reaction, to kind of being beaten down. Right?
Yes, of course. But then the last fight we had about a year ago, you know, he said, after I was yelling and I heard myself yelling, he said, I'm never going to get married again. I'm never going to walk down the aisle. And, you know, he knows that for me, that is not a choice as far as, you know, being a believer and having a marriage. And I'm not... We're not intimate, but, you know, we're just really close, and I know he loves me a lot.
Well, I admire you for that, and I admire him that he's not just hanging on for that. So that's a good thing. Dave, any thoughts here on how to come out with the best outcome possible here?
I would just, Carolyn, I would back off into a friendship with him and say, I have a high expectation for the person I want to be with to be a believer, and I appreciate you going to church, but it just can't go any further in the relationship unless you became a believer. And
what about inviting him to Bible study?
That would be
beyond church.
A couple's Bible study would be outstanding.
You know, or a life group type of Bible study, where it's just, you know.
That'd be where he could get his questions answered.
Right.
Yeah, and that's kind of the path I was
Great
going
idea.
Yeah. Down there.
It's like, we're going to be friends, so would you come to Bible study with me?
Yeah, because sometimes church, just the attendance in a big place like that, it doesn't
connect. It's hard to personalize
it. You need to start forming relationships with other Christians. And so as other Christians excuse me, gather around him, it starts to become a little more real.
Well, and then also, you know, whenever you have some other male, you know, you're around another couple and the guy's a Christian, then he says, oh, well, that guy's, he's a neat guy. He's, you know, men that are Christians aren't strange, and that can change some things too. So, I tell you, it is so difficult out there. I'm so sorry you're going through this.
I would just try to redefine it as a good friendship and make that the reason that you limit the level of commitment.
And then, like we're saying here, try to find some great opportunities for engagement with Christians other than just in a church service. Really glad that you called. I'm going to send you, is this the one that's going to help with the dating? And I'm going to send you the Secrets Women Keep. I hope that you like that a lot. Don't forget, everybody, 8 books are yours if you sign up for Club New Life at $30 a month. We send you $129, the best of the best library. Oh, my goodness. It is fantastic with Healing is a Choice, Boundaries, Every Man's Battle, Secrets Women Keep, Forgiving What You'll Never Forget. It's all there. Okay, let's go to Sherry, Rochester, New York, and she listens on Facebook. Hi.
Hi. A little background. I'm 60 years old, and we were married. My husband and I were married for 34 years. We have 8 sons, but we divorced about 6 months ago because he's a serial adulterer, and I come from a conservative Christian background, and I put up with it as long as I could, and I over the years he tried a lot of, we did Pure Life Ministries, Setting Captives Free, just different things, and I'd always have hope, and he's just very, I'm stumbling on covert narcissistic kind of information, and I'm wondering if that's what it was, but I finally couldn't take it anymore. He was just box-checking things, and so we divorced, and it didn't go over well with my family or kids or church or anything, but I've been healing, and I've been feeling better, and he just emailed me this morning because he stumbled upon the book, How We Love, and he's been reading it, and he really feels like he's found, like he's an avoider, and that he really wants to try again, and it just struck fear in me because I just am afraid to give him one more chance because I don't know if this is, he's in his, trying to give me his feelings in this letter, he's saying, you know, I'm afraid of being, I'm going to tell you my feelings, which he never did, which I was glad, you know, I'm fearful, I'm afraid of being alone and old and alone and lonely. And so I feel like I'm just, it could be me or it could be anybody else, but I've been around for this long, and I can walk around for that long, and I don't know. He said, what do we have to lose to try? And my thing is, I have everything to lose to give my heart again. Okay. He has nothing to lose because he can be an avoider, so I don't know what to do. I didn't answer.
Okay. All right, I'm glad that you called. Now, is there a specific question, an angle we could help you with here?
Do I feel guilty for not give him another chance because it's a Christian thing to do. But
okay.
I think
you are divorced, right?
You're already divorced. Sherry, there's no rush. And you can tell him, I'm open to the possibility down the road, but I want to see you make some progress.
I don't think I am, because the thought of having him back in my life just strikes fear.
Well,
you know, I don't hate him,
okay.
And we never fought, but the thought of that, and I don't want to give him false hope.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Would you be afraid to sit in front of a licensed, clinically trained marriage counselor with him?
One time.
No, I'm talking about right now. One time.
Oh. No, I wouldn't accept that. He's very...
charming.
Yes.
Okay,
everybody loves him. It's just they cannot believe he's done what he's done.
Yeah.
Because he's always said he's sorry.
So here's what I would say. You don't have a decision to make about letting him into your life. Here's the decision I think you have to make. Whether or not you would be willing to call a marriage counselor, tell her or him, probably him, the situation, that he's charming, that you're afraid he's going to kind of win over the therapist, but you're willing to meet with him one time just to see if there is any true, real hope here, or it's just somebody that's kind of feeding their narcissism. They've got a new tool that they think is going to solve everything. To me, that's the question. It's not, do you want to have dinner with them or be alone with them, but is it worth the risk one time with a counselor? And you know what? The answer to that might be no. And that's your choice. But if it's yes, you make the appointment. And I would say it ought to be a man so that there's less chance he's going to win over that man and see what is there. But I'm going to tell you this. I would say no to anything in the future if he truly is a narcissist, which I believe he is, unless he's willing to get therapy for himself separate and apart from what you're doing with him.
He says he can't afford it. I mean, he's paying age
support.
Well,
he can't afford not to.
Then see, that's right. So that kind of gives you an answer. If he was saying to you, I so see myself here, I am going to have to eat ramen noodles for 30 days to have money to have one counseling session a month that could help me, that's a different kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a surrendered person. But he's already given
for all these years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and
I would just.
The one counselor we did go to that is trained in this mentioned to him that he was a narcissist, and that was the last time he would go.
Yeah. Okay.
He just had refused.
All right. So given all of this, I'm going to send you this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissistic Personality Disorder. I'll send that to you. It's really helped a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to hear what Dave and Jill had to say. But I would just say one answer to him might be, until you get six sessions of therapy for yourself, mm-hmm. however you're going to get them, and then let me meet with that person, I don't think we have any future here. What do you guys think?
Well, I go back to there's no rush, because mm-hmm. you want to give it time for him to prove that this is genuine. And it's going to take a lot for you to believe that it is genuine because of how you've been hurt. So I don't think there's any
rush. He said he just bought me the book that goes with how we love, and he wants to do it together.
No, I don't think.
I'd say no.
I want to go through the book myself, but I don't want to do it together.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, Sherry, you're under no obligation at all because you guys are divorced. However, and did you say you have kids together?
Eight boys, yes.
Eight boys, okay. So you will always be connected to him in some way, right? Family events,
right.
Things like that. So I think to be able to say, you know what, I am happy you have found that and will, be willing to, talk to you once in a while about it or listen, and I'll certainly be watching and see what you do with it. But I think not promising anything, because if he's trying to get some kind of guarantee up front and a promise and a hook to hook you back in, that's, you know, what people like him do. And it's all about conquering and winning the prize. And once they win the prize, that's when they switch. So it's like, I'm happy to be on the sidelines and you know, kind of wave to you and say, way to go. And I'll just watch. And as things change, you know, I don't know. I can't promise you anything. We'll see.
So leave your heart
all along. Leave
your heart open for any time he contacts you with something other than excuses. When he contacts you to tell you of the help he's gotten, the insight that he has, not the book that he read. But I really do understand your reluctance to do anything that moves close to him.
Yeah, he's like an extended family member now. He's the crazy uncle that you are kind to.
But encourage him to go to work on himself. I'll send you the book.
On Friday night, we came, we got into an argument, and I sit in the car outside for 2 hours. I knew what the right thing to do was to go.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
You know, I know this stuff, but it's so hard to do. I hear it, I read it, and I'm always getting in my own way. I'm always expecting my wife to go first.
Join Steve Arterburn.
We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
My biggest takeaway was to just get out of my way and go first.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh, and I want to remind you of several ways you can catch New Life Live if you miss us here on the radio. All of our shows are archived online at newlife.com, so you can listen at your convenience, and you can see what questions were asked on each program. New Life Live is also available as a podcast and in the New Life app, so you can listen on the go. And you can stream us live at 10 a.m. Pacific time at newlife.com. And if you aren't receiving the free New Life Daily Devotional, well, you're missing out. We email it to you early in the morning, so any time during the day that you need a moment to reset and refocus on God's truth, it's right there at your fingertips. There's a sign-up link at the bottom of the homepage at newlife.com to get you started. Steve, back to you.
Thank you, Terry. Yeah, get that app and just become as much a part of New Life as you possibly can. We love you, and we want you to connect with us in every way possible, just like we're going to connect with Jamie right now from Orlando, Florida, listening on WTLN. Hi there, how are you?
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, what's going on?
I'm just seeking guidance and help in saving my marriage after a year-long affair and struggling with pornography.
You're the one that struggled with pornography in the affair for a year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, did you get caught, or did you, what happened there?
I got caught.
Uh-huh. And how long ago was that?
It was about eight or 9 months now.
Okay.
And how did you respond, Jamie?
Initially, I denied it, but I eventually came clean to everything.
Great. And what have you done to get some help?
I'm currently in counseling, individual counseling, and just in the Word.
How many times are you going to counseling?
I go weekly now.
Okay. And what's your wife saying, and how's she doing?
She's struggling with it still. We were good for a little bit, but just her not being able to trust me is just a major issue for her.
Have you thought about stepping up the recovery a little bit there and developing a little more intensive program than counseling once a week?
I'm definitely open to that.
Yeah, okay. As your therapist recommended that you get involved in any groups or anything besides the therapy?
No, not at the time.
Okay, well, you might ask your therapist about resources in your area. Otherwise, you know, we can point you to resources. But you really need to do a little bit more. I mean, I'm glad you're in individual therapy. But usually when you're dealing with a sexual addiction, 1 hour a week isn't enough. And so you need sexual addiction recovery groups to go along with that, that you can go to as many times as needed throughout the week to deal with the feelings that you're having and to avoid acting out. Because with pornography, it's really easy to have slip-ups.
Yeah. Now, do you know what kind of counselor you're going to? Is it a pastoral counselor or what?
I'm in the military, so it's through the military.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you, if a woman, after these many months, is not able to trust, then the best thing you could do is say, I hear you. And I'm going to do more so that you know I'm sincere and you know that you can trust me. Now, when's the last time you had any contact with the person you had that affair with?
August of last year.
Okay.
Good.
Good. Well, so you're proving you're trustworthy. You just need to show her you're really working on that character.
Yeah, and
Dave, what are your thoughts?
One of the things that you ought to really consider, Jamie, I don't know what your schedule's like in the military, but is the Everyman's Battle, because that really ups your game in recovery for the whole picture. And there's also a workshop for your wife called Restore, which helps her restore her heart. But she's not getting any help right now, so she's struggling on her own. And somehow you got to get into counseling together at some point. But I would aim for the Everyman's Battle first, and then after that get into a marital counseling situation where she can get some of her questions answered as well.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm going to send you Worthy of Her Trust. Jason and Martinkus and I put that together, and I hope that that's going to help you know some things to do. But also, you know, there just surely has to be a way for this counseling to include her, and that she could
that
really express herself to you with someone else, and they can help you understand, you know, what she is going through, what she really needs there. So hold on, I'm going to send that to you. And if you're in the Word, I'm going to send you a Bible that'll really get you into the Word. It's Every Man's Bible. I think you'd really love this. And so many men have said, this is the Bible I use, and really got me reading it. And it's a great Father's Day present. You can get it at 1-800.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change. Yeah, that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. Larry.
Hey, Steve.
Wow, here we are.
Yes.
Summer.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's coming on.
Yep.
And I want to thank everybody who is signing up for Club New Life. That's coming along. We need it to continue. So I'm here to try to plug that a little bit more. And before I do, I want to give folks a reminder of why we are seeking support, because we need support for us to just keep this ministry alive. And somebody just wrote after one of our workshops, it was Every Man's Battle. He said, I'm grateful for the sensitive and non-judgmental application of the principles of forgiveness and redemption as I understand now the way Christ offers them. I've seen too many examples of the sad observation that Christian soldiers are the only ones who shoot their wounded. First aid was offered here, and a plan for treatment that can lead to complete healing. And you know, that speaks to what this ministry is everywhere, not just our workshops, our radio program, our counseling network, mm-hmm. our resources.
Yep.
And you've led the charge for 30 years, Steve. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
So
I'd do it all over again.
Yeah.
A lot of people been helped over the years. It's pretty exciting.
So there are a lot of benefits to joining Club New Life, but I want to get into the benefit of the thank you gift. 8 books called The Best of the Best. And I'm going to repeat it. We do this most every day, but people are listening and responding, so I want to read them off again. Healing is a Choice. Changes That Heal. Boundaries. Forgiving What You Never Forget. How We Love, Secrets Women Keep, Every Man's Battle, and Intimate Deception. These are all books written by our radio hosts. And if you have that library, there's not anything that you're going to get involved with that you can't find help with in that library. So thank you for giving. I hope you'll call 800-NEW-LIFE, tell them you want to sign up today. If you're a current New Life, Club New Life member, add $10 to your monthly gift and we'll send you these books. $129 mm-hmm. if you buy them outright. But $30 a month or more, you can have them.
The books change you. Your support changes the life of a lot of people. And so please pray about it and come be part of the New Life Giving family. Please call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Anything else you want to add, Larry?
Just thank you for everybody who is giving. And if you don't want to make a commitment monthly, if you'd make a single individual gift, that would be greatly appreciated. And I don't have what our monthly gift is in front of me, Steve. Sorry.
Our monthly gift? I don't either. So anyway, but buy that T-shirt for $100, and that'll be our monthly gift. All right. Thank you, Larry. We'll figure it out, the monthly gift. All right, here we go. I think it's a tote insulated to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the tote.
All right. Let's go to Maria, San Francisco, California, KFIA. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
I just start with my... Okay. I found out this year that my daughter was molested as a child, first by her father and then by my nephew.
Wow.
Her father killed himself when she was 13.
Wow.
And she's been in secular counseling now and is really having a lot of emotional trouble. And I'm preparing... Well, what I'm doing is trying to get you guys to tell me how to prepare myself to hear all that she wants to tell me. And then the second thing is, I don't think my family doesn't know at this point. And does my family need to know?
Well, your family doesn't need to know anything that your daughter doesn't want them to know. So you don't even have to worry about that. Well, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And then getting yourself ready, you just need to go. There's no getting
I don't know
ready.
How you get ready for that.
You're going to hear horrible things, and you're not going to protect yourself from it because you're going to do it for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And you're going to hear it.
Yeah.
She needs you
gonna,
to be able to hear it.
And you're
it.
Not going to defend, even if she's, you know,
well,
somehow makes it your fault, you don't defend, you just listen and tell her you're so sorry that this happened. You hear her, you wish it had been so different. Yeah.
Yeah, you're trying to get, you know, by her telling you, she wants you to understand her experience. And so you're trying to get behind her eyes. That's your whole goal, is to listen, to hear. It's not about you, okay? It's about her. So this is where you be the sacrificial mother who's just there for her now in a way you didn't know to be there for her then.
And let me say this. A really evil thing happened to her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
so
yes.
If she gets a detail or two wrong in her memory, wouldn't that just kind of make sense? And you could be willing to let a few of those inaccurate details go. They don't need to be corrected.
Yeah, it's not really about facts.
Right.
It's about her experience, her
emotion.
Perception, how she's made sense of it.
So just let her share. And you have this understanding heart and just realize this is something evil that has been done to her and it's impacted her greatly. And don't expect her to be like the image of perfect mental health recollection or sharing. Just be there for her, okay?
Okay, I'm afraid that, you know, I do want to sit with her, and I've been afraid that I would say things that would harm her more than help her.
Yeah.
Don't say anything.
Other than
I'm so sorry that this happened to you. What could you say that would be?
There's nothing
hurtful?
Profound to say.
Okay.
It's the experience of her being with you. Maria, how old was she when the molestation happened? Did you say
that? I don't know any of the details yet.
Oh, okay. Well, it was obviously prior to 13.
I don't think it happened often with her father. I think that my nephew is the one that may have had greater access to her. And so I think that's going to be probably the greater problem.
Got you.
Because, you know, he really was out of the picture pretty quickly. I mean, I don't think... You know, I had divorced, and he saw the children some, but not not a great deal.
How old were you?
And so
how old was she when you divorced?
She was 4 years old.
Okay.
And it could have happened in the first, you know, like up to maybe six or so, but he quit taking, you know, he had custodial rights, not mm-hmm. custodial. He had
visitation.
He had shared visitation.
Yeah.
And but he quit taking advantage of that.
Okay.
So just listen, hear her, do not defend, don't clarify,
and empathize.
Any kind of resentment or distance that you have in your relationship with her, you have to let that go so she can share this and feel that she has been heard and understood and cared for.
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing that you can do.
Yeah, I think you have to picture her as that 4 to 6 year old.
Yes.
That's if a 4 to 6 year old was coming to you and sharing, how would you listen?
Yeah.
Right?
All
and
right.
That's what you do now. Is mm-hmm. you listen to the little girl in her that's sharing with her mommy.
Okay. That's who we'll be sharing.
So I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice, and I hope that's going to be a great, great blessing to you. And you hang on. I'll get that to you. Let's go to Mari from Norwalk, California, listening on KKLA. Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good. How can we help today?
I just wanted some guidance in trying to help my mom. She has a very, very bad hoarding problem, and I believe I've been doing everything the wrong way. I got a link from Mary today, and I'm like, I'm just doing everything the wrong way. I want to be able to help my mom the best I can.
You got a what from Mary today?
A link about hoarding, and it was an educational link that speaks okay. about that.
Yeah. So what have you done for her that has not worked?
Obviously, I've thrown things away, and I've cleaned up after her. Just clean, you know, come to her house and clean, and been frustrated, obviously, and... just a lot of things that are not,
mm-hmm.
according to what I read from your guys' thing, is yeah.
yeah. Well, she really is beyond being able to help herself, isn't she?
Yeah.
Mari, does she recognize she has a problem? Will she acknowledge it?
She does not.
Okay. Do you have times where you sit and listen to your mom and you ask her about her
yes.
life? And about
yes.
her memories?
Yes.
Right? Because one of the things is it's tied in with a person's memories and a sense of loss.
Yeah. Does anything in her past make the hoarding kind of make sense or give it a purpose that you're aware of?
Yes.
What's that?
Yes. So she, obviously, as a kid, suffered a lot of hunger. She didn't really have anything,
okay.
period.
All right, hold on. We'll get to this.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, July 19th to the 21st. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Mari, and her mother is a hoarder. And when asked, does anything make sense? Well, she talked about a childhood of hunger and desperation. Tell us about that. What do you think that was like for her?
I'm sure it was very difficult for her to not have anything, more so to, you know, have to fight for food. She was one out of 18 kids in her family, so sure it was very difficult for her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Jill's saying go and listen versus try to talk her into being healthy.
Right. Yeah, understand and help her make some connections about, you know, how hard that was for her and how, you know, she's in a I'm assuming she's in a different spot now if she's able to hoard.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So,
and how it makes sense.
Yeah. Extensive is
yes,
the hoarding?
That's what I was wondering.
What's at risk here? Is it her health? Is it a fire hazard? Tell us the extent of it here.
Well, it's gotten out of control for the past few months, but, like, she just has a lot of everything. I mean, we are able to walk at the moment in between her house and stuff, but it's kind of getting, you know, piles upon piles and just things outside the house and inside. And so it's getting worse now. It wasn't that bad, and it's gotten a lot worse these past couple of months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if it is truly a fire hazard, some people have called the fire department and anonymously said that they're concerned about this person's home. And so then they come in and they mandate that the house must be cleaned up. If it's an issue of cleanliness and it's so bad that roaches are running around, then the health department can anonymously be called and someone can say they're concerned and they can demand that it be cleaned up. Mm-hmm. That has been used before, and actually it has helped. I was actually a part of someone doing that to intervene with a spouse. The fire department was called and the house got cleaned up shortly after that.
Okay.
But what she needs is help.
And understanding.
And that may only come in the form of coaching or counseling over an app or the internet or something like that, because she wouldn't want to or be willing to go. But maybe you could get her to join you. Yeah, would she go for counseling?
I'm not sure, because she doesn't think it's a problem yet. So I've talked to her of just supporting her through it, like, how can I help you, and let's talk about, you know, what you've been through. And she says she just stays quiet whenever I ask her those things after, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm so sorry. I just don't give up on her, you know, and just try different things. But I sure wouldn't let her live in a place.
Well, you can't let her live in squalor.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets to a point. Mm-hmm. And they're along with the fire department, I think there are city task forces. So look through your city where you live and what they have for people with hoarding. And then, you know, there's a lot of really good material from Clutters Anonymous. that you might look up, even some of the reading materials, or as Steve was saying, maybe you could listen to, there are like call-in meetings where you can call into like a group phone chat, and you can just listen.
Okay.
And maybe that's something the two of you could do together and hear other people who struggle, because there's varying degrees from, you know, being a clutterer to the extreme hoarder. And so you don't have to label her as the extreme hoarder. You could say, well, let's listen to what other people and how they deal with this.
And I think the most important thing, though, is to listen to her, get her to talk about her growing up years
and
listen
the loss.
And understand.
Yeah.
And how scary it was.
Yeah. Help her know that she's understood and heard.
Yeah. And does she get afraid now?
Yeah. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, and I hope that's going to help you. I don't have a lot of time, but let's go to Kaylin from Boston, Massachusetts, and we'll get this call in. Hi, Kaylin. How can we help you? Like I say, don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My husband and I just want to make sure that we are helping and not hurting my brother-in-law, who is staying with us. He is a recovered addict. He was in his own apartment prior to April, and he was looking for housing, and he's still waiting for that, but he got evicted from his apartment because he's out of work right now, waiting to get disability income. So we just want to make sure that we are helping him by allowing him to stay with us and not, enabling him in any way.
Is he going to recovery meetings?
He's not.
Well, then you're enabling him. So you say we really want to help you, and but we don't think it's going to be helpful if you're waiting for a job and housing and all, and you're not working on recovery. So we're all going to go to a meeting here on Wednesday night. We found an open meeting. We'll all go and we'll hear somebody talk, and then we'll go to some with you. But you'll have to go to some meetings where they're not open to everybody. But that's how we'll get this ball rolling.
Okay.
And then when he says, no,
so
I'm not going, I don't want to.
Would you just go to like an NAAA type of meeting? Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Somebody that's recovering, they're going to tell their story. And that's just kind of, letting him know you're in there with him. But then he's going to need to go to some meetings that aren't open speaker meetings, where they discuss things and you talk about your recovery and listen to other people talk about theirs.
Okay. And so, like, is that information about the meetings? Like, can you just go online and you know what meetings you'd be able to go to? Or?
Yeah, let's see if we have a life recovery meeting near you. And I'm going to send you a life recovery Bible to give to him along with the workbook.
Okay.
I think that will help. But it's great when, somebody needs your help and then you have some criteria for that help.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you really are. Yeah.
And not enable him. And the meetings are kind of like his rent, right?
Yeah. Right. And you're not endorsing the complacency that absolutely always leads to relapse in these kind of situations. So I'm really glad that you're asking the question, and I hope you guys will follow through. You're listening to New Life Live, and everything we do here, it's about transformation. Taking God's true truth, the way he means for his truth to be read and understood, and putting that in redemptive relationship. That's what transforms people's lives. And I hope and pray, if you're struggling in some area, you'd call us. Maybe there's a book that we could help you with, or there's a redemptive relationship with a counselor, a therapist in your area. Maybe it's one of our intensives, and we have some amazing intensives. We've got our marriage intensive just coming up. Every Man's Battle for Men with Sexual Integrity Problem. We're going to do a 12 Steps to Happier Recovery Conference. There's something for everybody, but you have to call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Don't let money stand in your way, because we've got scholarships available, and we'll do everything we can so that you can afford to be there. We do these things in a different place and all across the country. And so I hope and pray you'll call and let us give you some help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call. And if you can help us, well, that $30 a month or $10 increase at Club New Life, send you the best of the best. 8 books in that library. Thank you, Dave, Jill. Thanks to all of you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number that could change everything for good.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.